外婚塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年2月29号，星期六。我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的萨提亚德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna. Good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna. 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好。
We're recording a day earlier because I have to travel tomorrow. So if you do have any questions after you hear the class, please send them in and we'll answer them next week.
由于明天我要出门旅行，因此的话呢，这一次的课是提前了一天来录制的。所以说，如果大家在听课完了以后有问题的话呢，欢迎你们把问题发上来，我们下一次讲课的时候就一起来回答。
So I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava, and then we'll continue our reading on Canto 6, Chapter 3, and today's verses 14 and 15.
所以说我们现在在开始圣典博加瓦坛第六篇第三章的第14到15节之前，先一起来唱 Jaya Radha Madhava。
And the title of this chapter is Yamaraj Instructs His Messengers。
而这一章的标题就是阎罗王训示他的使者。
OK。 Jaya Radha MadhavaKunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana DariYasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana ChariJaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari Gopi Jana BalavaGirivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana ChariJaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Nitya Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Boh
Okay, so we'll start our reading. Yamaraj now is answering the questions presented to him by the Yamadutas.
所以我们一起来开始今天的阅读。在这一章节中，阎罗王就在回答由他的使者 Yamaduta 们所提出的问题。
And basically, there are two major questions that he's answering.
基本上就是他要回答的是两种类型的问题。
The first question is, who is really the supreme? Is there somebody superior to Yamaraj?
而第一个问题就是，究竟谁才是至尊的存在？是有人比阎罗王还要更高一层吗？
So they want to know, who is the cause of all causes, the supreme, independent, absolute truth?
所以说他们想知道究竟谁是一切源头的源头，究竟谁是至尊的，是绝对真理。
And because the Yamadutas were prevented from executing their duty, and they were executing their duty on the authority of Yamaraj, so because they were prevented from doing that, now they correctly surmised that there must be a superior authority to Yamaraj.
由于亚玛都塔们阎罗王的使者是依据阎罗王的权威在执行他们的职责，然而的话，他们却在却被阻止了去执行他们的职责。那么现在他们就在很正确的去推论，那么肯定就有一个人比阎罗王的等级要更高，比阎罗王要更加的至尊。
And their other question is they want to know who the Vishnu Dutas were.Or are.
而另一个他们想问的问题就是 Vishnu Duta 们到底是谁？
So already in the story, Yamaraj admitted right away, he says, yes, I'm not the supreme authority. There is one supreme God and I'm not him.
所以说就在这一章节的这一部分，阎罗王立刻就在承认，是的，他并不是至尊的权威，而是有一个至尊的上帝、至尊的神的存在。
And he said, me and all the other demigods, none of us are independent of the Supreme Lord. We're just like a bull that has tied.
阎罗王就说到他和其他所有的半身人都并不能独立于至尊主而存在，而他们就像是公牛一样，鼻子上被穿过一根绳子，被捆在了，被套在了一根柱子上，所以说如果没有主人的这样一个就说是引导的话，他们是无法能够寸步难行的。
And then he went on to say, not only are all the demigodscontrolled by God, but everyone is, all human beings.
并且他继续说到，就是说不仅是所有的半神人是有神在掌控，并且所有的人类，所有的生命体都是在有神所掌控的。
So that's where we are in the story.
这就是我们故事进展到现在的地方。
Okay, so we'll read text 14 and 15, they go together, and then there's a purport.
好，我们就一起来看第14到15诗节，这两个诗节是并在一起的，然后再来看这当中的要旨。
The birds are a little subdued today.
Yeah, maybe they haven't come to this area yet.
Oh. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Aham Mahendra Niti Prichita Samogir Isha Bhavavichi Aditya Vishwe.Vasavota Sadhya Marud Gana Ruda Ganas Sasidha Anye Chaye Vishwa Vijo Marisha Brigvad Dayo Shpisha Rajatamasak Yashehitana Viduprishtamaya Sattva PradhanaHappy Kim Tatonye Aham
我阎罗王
Mahendra
天地阴堕、
I have a god brother named Mahendra
我一个神兄弟的名字就叫这个 Mahendra
Yeah, and he's very great
他真的很棒
Let's see, Niriti
Niriti
Pracheta
水神 Varuna
Soma
月亮
Agni
火。
Visha。
主希瓦。
Pavana。
掌管气的半身人。
Brahinchi。
主 Brahma。
Aditya。
太阳。
Vishve。
维师瓦苏。
Ata。
还有。
Sadhya。
半神人们
，Marut Gana，
风神
，Rudra Gana，
主希瓦的扩展
，Sa Siddha，
西达哈星球的居民
，Oh there it is， Anya，
其他的
，Cha，
和
，Yay，
什么什么的
，Vishwa Shrija。
马瑞奇和宇宙万物的其他创造者
Amara Isha
像比尔哈斯帕提那样的半神人
Yeah, so Brihaspati, he is the, like the priest, the head priest of all the demigods.
Brihaspati 就是一位相当于是牧师对，就或者叫牧师，或者是叫祭司，所以说所有的半神人的祭司。
In fact, Krishna says in the, I think it's the 10th chapter, he says, a priest, I am Brihaspati, or, you know, I'm represented by Brihaspati.
Oh, among all priests.
Yeah.
所以说实际上 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌的第十章当中都说到，在所有的祭司之中，我就是Brihaspati。
Brigu Adaya
以 Brigu 为首的杰出圣人们
Krishna says of sages I am Brigu
并且 Krishna 也说到在所有的圣人之中我就是 Brigu
Asprita
尚未被污染的
Raja Tamaska
被物质自然的低等属性激情和愚昧属性
Yasya
什么什么的
Ihitam
活动
Navidu
不知道
Sprita Maya
被错觉能量迷惑的
Sattva Pradana
主要是在善良属性的层面上
Api
虽然
Kim
更何况
Tata
比他们
Anye
其他的
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I, Yamaraj, Indra, the King of Heaven, Niriti, Varuna, Chandra, the Moon God, Agni, Lord Shiva, Pavana, Lord Brahma, Surya, the Sun God, Vishvasu, the Eight Vasus, the Sajyas, the Meruts,the Rudras, the Siddhas, and Marichi, and all other great rishis engaged in maintaining the departmental affairs of the universe, as well as the best of all the demigods headed by Brihaspati, and the great sages headed by Bhrigu, are all certainly freed from the influence of the two base material modes of nature, namely passion and ignorance. Nevertheless, although we are in the mode of goodness, we cannot understand the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What then is to be said of others who are under illusion, merely speculate to know God?
译文，我阎罗王以及天帝 Indra, Niriti, 水神 Varuna,月亮神 Chandra, 火神 Agni, 主 Shiva, Pavana, 主 Brahmana, 太阳神 Surya, Vishvasu, 八位 Vasu, Sadhya 们 Merut, 马如特们 Rudra 们神秘仙 Marichi 和维持宇宙各部门事务正常运作的其他伟大圣洁的人物以及以 Brihaspati 为首的最优秀的半神人，以 Brigu 为首的杰出圣人们， 无疑都不受激情和愚昧这两种物质自然地等属性的影响。然而尽管我们都受到物质善良属性的影响，但我们仍然无法了解至尊人格守神的活动，所以更何况那些受错觉能量影响仅仅靠推测了解神的人呢？ I continue his purport.
Yes, please.
要指这个宇宙展示中的人和其他生物体都受物质自然三重属性的控制，受激情和愚昧这两种低级自然属性控制的生物没有可能能够了解神，就连这些诗文中讲述的许多半神人和伟大的圣人等处在善良属性层面上的人都无法了解至尊人格守神的活动。正如博迦梵歌中说明，处在为至尊主做奉爱服务的状态中的人超越了所有的物质属性，因此至尊主亲口说，除了超越一切物质属性的奉献者，没有人能够了解他。正如圣典博迦瓦坛第一篇第九章的第十六节诗记载， Bhishma Deva 对 Yudhisthira 王说，君王啊，没人了解至尊主圣 Krishna 的计划，就连寻根究底的大哲学家们都感到困惑，因此没人能对知识进行思辨了解神。事实上那反而会使人困惑。对此至尊主本人在博迦梵歌第七章的第三节诗中也证实说，在千万人中也许只有一个人力求达到完美，而在达到完美的人之中很难有一个人真正了解我。在成千上万人当中也许只有一个人为达到完美而努力，即使在已经变得完美的人当中，只有采用做奉爱服务方法的人才能了解 Krishna。 要旨结束 End of report.
Oh, thank you, very efficient. Okay. Om Aganathamirindasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksurumilitam Yena Tasmain Shri Gurave Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimakte Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarvati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyascha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. May all living beings be happy.
愿所有的生命体都快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生命体都不再受苦。
And may all living beings come to know their true self and their relationship with Krishna.
愿所有的生命体都能够觉悟到他们真正的自我以及和 Krishna 之间永恒的关系。
So, Yamaraj is speaking to the Yamadutas.
所以在这些部分，阎罗王就是在对他的使者们说话。
And he's giving another example of how there's only one supreme power.
然后他在这个世界中又给出了另一个例子来说明只有一个至尊的权威、至尊的力量的存在。
So Yamaraj, he said, I'm not that supreme power and neither are the demigods.
阎罗王就说到他本人并不是这个至尊的权威，并且其他的半神人也不是。
Even though the demigods, Yamaraj, Indra, Brahma, Shiva, are so powerful.
而尽管这些半神人像天帝Indra, 然后还有 Shiva 等等和 Brahma 等等都是非常强大的。
So he's saying we are not independent of this supreme power.
他就说到我们并不是独立于至尊的力量而存在的。
Not only that,We can't even see this power or understand him.
不仅如此，我们甚至都看不到这个力量，或者是能够明白这股至尊的力量。
And he mentions how all the demigods are
are basically in the mode of goodness.
他就在提到，基本上所有的其他半神人都处在这个善良属性。
But he's making a distinction between the material mode of goodness and the pure spiritual mode of goodness, which is called Sudha-sattva.
Sudha-sattva, 然后但是他同时也在这里进行了一个清晰的一个区别，就是区别这个物质的善良属性和纯粹的灵性善良属性，也就被称为 Sudha-sattva 这二者之间的区别。
So pradana is the name of the material energy.
Pradana 就是这个物质能量的名称。
Yes, we find this word pradana in verse 15 that we just read today.
我们就能够在今天所读到的这十五诗节中看到这个 pradana 这个词。
So he said sattva pradana.
所以说这当中最后一排就写到 Sattva Pradana.
So he said, Yamaraj, he says myself, and then he mentions so many demigods and great sages, right?
所以阎罗王在这个世界中就提到他自己以及很多的其他的半神人还有那些圣人们，对吧？
He said all of us were on this level of Sattva Pradana.
然后他就说到我们所有人都处于这样一种Sattva Pradana 的这样一个层面Sattva Pradana 这个层面
So we're on the highest level of the material mode of goodness.
我们就处于这个物质的善良属性的最高层面。
Yeah, so that's different than pure goodness.
而这和纯粹的善良属性是不一样的。
Yeah, so even Sattva Pradana is a material mode of nature.
而这个最高的这个层面，这个 Sattva Pradana, 它依然是一个物质的这个物质自然的一个层面。
Yeah, so unless you're influenced by the material nature, you wouldn't be able to identify, you know, with your material body and mind and position and.Or have a material identity.
So you have to be influenced by that, then you will always identify with a material position and identity. This is what you mean?
Yamaraj couldn't identify as Yamaraj, or Indra couldn't identify as Indra without being influenced by this material mode.
所以说的话呢，只要一个生物体它是受到了这个物质自然能量的影响，那么它就必然会去认同于它的物质的身份，它的物质的地位，以及它的物质的身体。
Yeah, so the gunas, three gunas are compared to ropes.
这三种属性被比喻作是绳子。
So our material identity is a kind of rope.
而我们的物质身份就像是一根绳子一样。
It blocks us from not only understanding the Supreme Lord, but even understanding our real self.
而这根绳子，这个物质的身份，不仅在阻挡我们去明白、去理解至尊主。并且也阻拦着我们去理解真正的自我。
Yeah, so all these demigods, they're playing these different roles, and they actually believe that, you know, I'm a demigod, and I'm Indra, and I'm Brahma, and I'm Shiva, and I'm Brihaspati. I am.
所以说所有的这些半神人们，他们都在承担着，在扮演着，执行着自己的角色，并且他们真的是相信我就是主 Shiva, 我就是 Brihaspati, 我就是主 Brahma.
So it's a kind of, it's like wearing a sign saying, I don't really know who I am.
这就像是一个人身上带着一个这种一个这个牌子，这牌子上就写着我真不知道我是谁。
Yeah, so that's, you know, that is, you know, you could say that the, the influence of the material nature is proof that the jiva soul is not independent and not God.
所以说个体灵魂所受到的这种物质自然的影响，实际上就是一种证据，证明在证明个体灵魂并不是独立的，他们并不能独立于至尊主而存在。
There used to be this picture in the Bhagavad Gita. I don't know if it's still there, but it shows that the jiva soul is like a doll, like a doll that it's a dancing doll being pulled by different strings, and Maya is making the doll work by pulling the strings.
I think you still have that picture. 所以说我记得就是在《博伽梵歌》当中有这样一幅这个图片，然后不知道现在这个海里面有没有这个图片哈，那就是其中这个个体灵魂就像是一个这个玩偶一样，这个玩偶上面就有很多的绳子牵着它，在就是说是牵着它，然后使得这个玩偶在跳舞，在这做各种各样的动作。然后有这些绳子象征的就是玛雅，象征的就是物质能量。
Yeah, so everyone is thinking, I'm the doer, I'm this body, I'm this person. And this is all actually being controlled by Maya. We have no independence.
No independence. 所以说每个人都认为我就是一个行为者，一个作为者，我就是这个身体，我就是我这个人啊。然后但所有的这些实际上它都是被 Maya所掌控的，然后没有任何一个个体灵魂是有自己的独立性的。
So Brahma's, Yamaraj is giving an example of how the demigods are not independent, and they don't have full knowledge. That their knowledge, even about their own selves, is being blocked by Maya.
所以说阎罗王在这里就举到了这样一个例子，就来说明半生人们都半生人们都没有这种完整的知识，没有这种完整的知识来甚至理解他们的真正的自我是谁，而他们完全也是一样的处于这个玛雅的影响之下的。
And we cannot see the higher power or fully understand.
我们无法看到更高的力量，也无法完全去理解更高的力量。
Yeah, that's how little power we have and how insignificant we are.
这就是我们所具有的这样如此微小的微弱的力量，这也是可以证明我们是多么的微不足道。
And Krishna also confirms this in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 18, verse 40.
Krishna 在《博伽梵歌》的第十八章四十诗节也确认了这一点。
He says, there is no being existing either here or amongst the demigods in the higher planetary system which is freed from these three modes born of material nature.
无论在这地球上还是在更高星系上的半神人中，没有一种生命能完全脱离物质自然三形态而生。
Now, of course, the demigods are in the mode of goodness, and Krishna says that the material mode of goodness leads to enlightenment or pure goodness.
所有的半生人都处于这样一种物质的善良属性，而物质的善良属性就会最终引导生物体到达纯粹的善良属性。
And he says, even though we're in this, you know, purely in the mode of material goodness, we cannot understand the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
而他就说到，即便我们都处于这样一种纯粹的物质的善良属性，但是我们仍然无法理解至尊人格守神。
So if we cannot understand the personality of Godhead, what about people that are in the lower modes of nature trying to understand God by speculation, by guessing?
所以说是连我们都无法了解至尊人格守神，那更何况那些受到 物质能量的较低的属性的影响的人，完全就是靠猜测、靠推测来理解至尊神的那些人呢？
Yeah, he says, what possibility do they have of understanding the Supreme Lord if we can't?
所以他就说到，如果我们都做不到的话，那这些人又有多大的可能性能够去真正理解神呢？
And then in the purport, Prabhupada, he quotes from Bhagavad Gita, and he also quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam, a verse from Bhishma Dev.
在要旨中，帕帕就引用了《薄伽梵歌》中的师姐，并且他还引用了瓦坛当中这个 Bhishma Dev 的一个师姐。
Yeah, in this section of the Bhagavatam, this is after the battle of Kurukshetra, and Bhishma Dev has been shot with so many arrows that it's like a bed of arrows that he's lying on.
Oh, a bed of arrows. 所以说这个诗节当中所这个就是他所属于的圣殿薄伽瓦坛的一个部分，是描述的就是在这个库鲁柴陀战争之后，然后 Bhishma Dev 他就身中很多很多的这个箭，然后他就相当于是躺在这个像是一堆箭的坐的这个床这种上面垫子上面。
Yeah, and so, you know, he hasn't died yet, and his body is full of arrows, yet he's able to speak transcendental knowledge.
然后此时的话Bhishma Dev 还没有死去，但他身中太多的这个箭，然后但他还是依然能够说出超然的知识。
And we'll find out later that actually Bhishma Dev is one of the 12 Mahajans or 12 authorities on religion.
然后在瓦坛的稍后的部分，我们就能够读到 Bhishma Dev 实际上他是12位伟大的灵魂12位 Mahajan 当中的一位，然后他实际上对就是这个关于宗教权威，对宗教权威，然后宗教这种文字宗教记载的权威。
Yeah, and his opinion is that no one can understand God's plan.
而他所说的这一句话就是他的一个观点就是没有人能够了解至尊主 Krishna 的计划。
And he says the more that philosophers, you know, speculate about God and his plan, the more bewildered they become.
然后他说到那些哲学家们越是去推测和猜测至尊主以及至尊主的计划，那么他们就会越是感到困惑，感到迷茫。
Yeah, so we can only know something if God allows us to. It's by revelation, not by our mental speculation.
因此我们只能在神的允许之下能够去知晓某个事物、某样东西。而我们是通过神所赐予的揭示、启发、启示来了解的，而不是靠我们自己的这种心意的精神的推测。
Yeah, so our ability to understand the Lord has nothing to do with our ability. It's only if he chooses to reveal himself.
因此我们能够去理解神的能力和我们能够去理解神，那么这个和我们自己的能力是毫无关联的，毫无关系的，而完全是取决于主，取决于主的意愿，他是否愿意向我们揭示他自己。
There is a verse in the Katha Upanishad.
在这个Upanishad 篇当中有这样一个师节。
Yeah, this Upanishad Prabhupada quotes quite a bit.
而这一部这个奥义书是帕帕经常引用的。
Yeah, remember the Upanishads are the direct Vedas.
Direct Vedas. 大家要记住，就是这个 Upanishad 至尊奥义书是直接的伟达经。
So this verse says that the Lord cannot be understood even if you hear expert explanations.
Expert explanations. 是说这个师姐就说到，你是无法通过专家式的解释 来理解神的。
The Lord can't be understood by one's intelligence.
你是无法通过你的智力来理解神的。
He can only be understood by one who the Lord himself chooses to reveal himself.
而只有当主选择向你揭示他自己的时候，你才能够去真正的明白，真正的理解主。
In other words, we are completely dependent upon the will of the Lord, ultimately. It doesn't matter what we do.
Okay. 所以说这就说明，这换句话说就是我们完全是依赖于主的意愿的。所以说这个归根结底，我们到底做些什么并不重要。
Yeah, so he may choose to reveal himself, or he may not.
所以说，主会选择向你揭示他自己，或者他不会。
The point is devotees understand this.
而要表达的这一点就是，只有奉献者才明白这一点。
Yeah, they understand that they cannot force the Lord to reveal himself. That's not the attitude that's required.
奉献者明白他们是无法去强迫至尊主来揭示他自己的，所以说这并不是奉献者的态度。
And this is actually an important attitude that Yamaraj is teaching to his subordinates, the Yamadutas.
而实际上这是阎罗王在向他的下属Yamaduta们所教导的这样的一种态度。
In fact, Lord Brahma, in his prayers to Krishna in the Krishna book, he also said something similar, and this verse is often quoted by Lord Chaitanya.
实际上就是主 Brahma, 他在这个 Krishna book, 在这个永恒的快乐源泉当中就也说到了一个这个祷文诗节，而这个祷文诗节的意思和这个是非常相似的，并且也是主柴塔尼亚经常引用的一个诗节。
Yes, Lord Brahma, you know, of course, the Krishna book is about the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
当然这个快乐的泉源源泉这本书，它是这个圣典婆伽瓦坛的第十篇。
And so, you know, after he stole the cowherd boys, and then he was defeated. He was defeated by Krishna. He surrendered and he apologized, and then he offered prayers.
所以说在那个故事当中的话呢，就描述到主 Brahma 他不是把所有的这些牧牛童们都给偷走了嘛，然后完了以后 Krishna 就整个这样一个故事的话呢，到最终他就被 Krishna 给打败了，然后主 Brahma 他就完全的去投降，完全的去臣服，完全的去道歉，然后在当时的话他就说出了这样一个诗节。
Yeah, so there's a place as you walk around Govardhan Hill, there's a kund there called Brahma Kund, and that's the place where Lord Brahma apologized to Krishna and offered prayers.
然后就在这个 Govardhan 山的周围的话呢，就是有一个这个 kund， 有这样一个这个湖泊，然后就被称为 Brahma Kund， 就是当时就是在这个地方，然后主 Brahma 向 Krishna 道歉，然后献上了他的祷文的地方。
Right, Brahma stole the cowherd boys.
就 Brahma 他把那些牧牛童们都给偷走了，绑架了。
At that point, he actually wasn't sure that Krishna was God.
然后当时那一刻，实际上他并不是很确定，就是这个 Krishna 就是至尊人格守神。
But then Krishna defeated Brahma by expanding himself into the cowherd boys and calves.
但是后来 Krishna 就通过就是他自己扩展为那么多的奶牛和那么多的这些牧牛童，这样的方式最终打败了主 Brahma。
And then Brahma realized his mistake.
然后主 Brahma 就明白了他自己犯下了一个错误。
Right, so he made amends.
然后是立刻就去纠正他的错误。
Yeah, so whenever we make a mistake or we make an offense, as soon as possible we have to make amends to that person.
所以说一旦当我们就是做犯下了一些错误啊，或者是就是冒犯了某个人，那么我们应该立刻的向那个人去道歉，去纠正自己，去赔罪。
So, Brahma, he offered these beautiful prayers to Krishna.
所以说主 Brahma 就向 Krishna 献上了这些非常美丽的祷文。
So, it's a very important prayer for all devotees.
是，而这对于所有的奉献者来说都是很重要的一个祷文。
So we find this in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 14, Text 3.
我们可以在博迦瓦坛的第十章第十第十篇第十四章第三十节找到。
Interestingly enough, that this is as far as Prabhupada went in his Bhaktivedanta purports. He got up to this chapter 14.
Also in purport.
Yeah, I mean, Prabhupada didn't translate or give any purports after this chapter.
So it's another person who did the translation purport after this chapter.
Yeah.From 14 on, yeah.
所以说 Guru 在这里就说到，就是说实际上很有趣的是，帕是写完了这个第十篇第十四章之后，后面所有的这些章节都是由另一个奉献者来翻译，然后来写要旨了。所以说帕到这个第十篇第十四章为止，然后就彻底结束他对这个圣典波迦瓦坛的一个写作了。
Yeah, from chapter 15 onward,The verses were translated by Gopi Purandana Prabhu, and the purports were written by Hridayananda Maharaj.
What's the first devotee's name? Gopi Purandana.
He used to come to China.
Purandana. Prabhu, ha.
Gopi Purandana, Manohana.
然后我就说到从这个第十篇第十五章开始的话诗节都是由一位叫 Gopi Prandana Prabhu、然后他原来是到过中国来的然后由他所写这个翻译然后要旨部分的话都是由 Hridayananda Das Goswami 然后他来写的这个要旨了
Okay, so here's the verse
我们一起来看这个诗节
And those of you who regularly listen to my lectures, you heard this verse many times, probably.
对于如果你经常听我讲课的奉献者的话，你们会听到我经常提到这个世界。
But it's one of the core verses, you know, that Gaudiya Vaishnavas learn.
而这是Gaudiya Vaishnava 们所学习的、所了解的一个非常核心的一个世界了。
Dhyane prayasam utapasya namanta eva jivanti san mukartam bhavadiyavartam staneshtita shutigatam tanuman manobir ye prayaso jita jitop yasi trice trilokyam. Brahma says, do you want to look up the verse? It might be helpful for you.
I'm looking at the English.
okay. So I'll just read the English and then I'll let you translate it.
Okay.
Those who, even while remaining situated in their established social positions, throw away the process of speculative knowledge and with their body, words, and mind offer all respects to descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to these narrations, which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees, certainly conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds.
所以我们可以一起来看到这个瓦坛的第十篇第十四章的第三师姐，然后大家可以下来自己看书上的那个翻译，然后我在这里就直接口头上就翻译了，可能不是很准确。那些人，那么即便他们仍然处于他们已经有的社会位置，那么这些人他们抛弃了推断性知识的过程，去推测性知识的过程，而是 转而用他们的身体、言语和心意来向至尊人格守神以及他的活动献上所有的敬意，一切的敬意，把他们的一生全部贡献于对于至尊人格守神的描述之中，而这些描述是由至尊主本人以及至尊主的纯粹的奉献者所用声音震动出来的这些描述，而这些人的话呢，毫无疑问征服了至尊主，应该是表示征服了至尊主的意思。虽然除此之外的话，至尊主是完全不可能被任何人，被这个三个世界当中的任何人所征服的。
So here really, Brahma is explaining the way, the possibility of understanding the Lord depends upon our attitude.
所以说在这里实际上主 Brahma 他就在解释到，我们能够去理解神的这种可能性都是完全取决于我们的态度的。
Yeah, so if we're trying to understand God through our own mental and intellectual abilities, by our own power, that will never work.
所以如果我们试图通过自己心意的这种能力，通过自己智力的能力来理解主，那么这种方式是不可能会起作用的。
Sometimes our false ego hijacks our spiritual life.
有时我们的假我会绑架了我们的灵性生活。
And we think if I do this, if I do that, then I'll make some advancement and I'll understand.
有时我们认为如果我做这个或者我去做那个，只要做到了的话，那么我就会明白，我就会明白这些知识的，我就能觉悟了。
Yeah, so the false ego is always afraid.
而物质的假我总是充满了恐惧，总是害怕。
It feels responsible. I'm the doer. I have to do it. If I don't do it, then something bad will happen, or I'll never attain success.
而物质的假我就会觉得，我才是这个起到这个主要作用的，我才是这个要对一切都承担起责任的，我是这个作为者。如果我要是不去做这件事情的话，那肯定这个最终问题就会出现，事情绝对会变糟，或者是我必须得我来做，然后最后我才能取得成功。
So it's not about so much about what we do.
然而实际上并不很多并不是关乎于我们到底做了多少。
Just like when Lord Chaitanya was in South India.
并不是关于我们到底做了多少，就正如主查坦尼亚他在南印度。
He stayed at the house of the Kurma Brahman.
Sorry, Gumaraj, what's the word?
Kurma.
Kurma.
That was the name of the town. So that he stayed at a Brahman's house. So that Brahman is called the Kurma Brahman.
Kurma Brahman. 然后当时主查坦尼亚他在南印度旅行的时候，他就住在一个叫 Kurma Brahman 的一个婆罗门的家里。
And the next day, you know, Lord Chaitanya, he never spent more than one or two nights at somebody's house.
而主查坦尼亚他从来都没有在任何一个人家里就是待过，就是很长的时间，待过超过一天两天的时间。
So he was getting ready to leave and he said goodbye to the Kurma Brahman, and the Brahman said, no, Lord, don't leave, or let me go with you. I'll leave my family. I just want to be with you.
而第二天就是主查坦尼亚他准备离开这个婆罗门的家的时候的话，然后这个 Kurma Brahman, 然后他就很不愿意这个主查坦尼亚离开，然后他就对主查坦尼亚就哭到，就说请你不要走，然后如果你一定要走的话，请你带上我，我离开我的家人，离开我妻子，我一定要跟你在一起。
And Lord Chaitanya said, no, 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 you can't do that.
而主查坦尼亚就说，不不不，你千万别这样。
And he said, actually, you don't have to do that either.
主查坦尼亚就说，实际上你都不用这么做。
He said, stane shtita, which means stay in your position.
主 Chaitanya 当时就对这个 Praman 就说了这样一句话，待在你的位置。
Stay at home.
待在你的家里。
You don't have to change your situation.
你并不需要去改变你的状况。
But you do have to change your attitude.
但是你确实需要改变你的态度。
You said that the Lord is unlimited.
他说到主是无限的。
You are limited.
而你是有限的。
The Lord is Ajita.
Ajita.
Ajita means you cannot conquer.
而主是 Ajita. Ajita 的意思就是说无法被征服的。
Yeah. However, if you hear the descriptions of the Lord,from the Lord himself or from his devotees, and you bow down and you surrender to that description, then you'll conquer the Lord.
他说到，但是如果你从主本人或者是主的纯粹的奉献者那里聆听到关于主的描述，而你能够去顶拜这些描述，并且臣服于这些描述，那么你就能够得以去征服主。
That's called Shruti Gatam.
这就被称为 Shruti Gatam.
Yeah, you actually hear about the Lord from the devotees who know the Lord.
这个 Shruti Gatam 的意思就是说你是通过主的奉献者来聆听到关于主的信息。
And if you become attracted to the Lord by hearing those descriptions,
而如果你通过聆听到这些描述而被主所吸引的话，
The Lord will notice you.
那么主就会注意到你。
Then maybe he'll reveal himself.
那就他就有可能会向你揭示他自己。
In this way, you can conquer the Lord, even though he's not conquerable.
那么以这样的方式，你就能够去征服主，即便主是无法被征服的。
Yeah, so there's two different attitudes, you see.
所以大家可以看到这里有两种不同的态度，对吧？
When we're under the influence of our false ego, we think I'm the doer.
当我们处于物质的假我的影响之下的时候，我们就认为，我才是作为者，我才是那个必须得去做，得去干的人。
Of course, when you think you're the doer, then what do you end up doing but stressing yourself out?
当然如果你要认为一切都是你自己去做才能做得到的话，那最终会发生什么呢？最终你肯定就完全就精疲力竭了，然后就因为压力太大，因为什么事情都得你自己去做到嘛，就压力太大，然后完全整得精疲力竭精疲力竭。
Yeah, so we always have to be looking at our devotional service and inspecting, am I think I am the doer or am I hands up in the airSurrender to the Lord, depending on Him.
所以说我们应该总是去观看，总是去看到我们的奉爱服务，去侦查我们的奉爱服务，去看一看到底是我们在认为自己是作为者呢，还是我们的双手是举在空中，完全的向主臣服，完全的去依赖于主。
Yeah, one of the first instructions of Krishna to Arjuna was, You should do your duty. Don't be attached to not doing your duty, but don't be attached to the results. You have to depend on the Lord for the results. You do your best, but ultimately, it's up to the Lord.
而 Krishna 给 Arjuna 的这个最早的一个训示之一，那就是说，你应该去做。你应该去进行你的职责，从事你的职责，但你也不要变得去执着于去依附于不去做你的职责。你应该尽自己最大的努力，但是结果如何，那就是完全取决于主，那就是你就必须得去依赖主来知道，来得到你最终会得到的这个结果。
Yeah, yeah, this attitude was also demonstrated and taught to us by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
而这样的一种态度的话呢，也是由这个帕帕的灵性导师 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 他所亲自展示，然后他所教导给我们的。
And near the end of his life, he lived in Jagannath Puri.
在他的人生这个末期的时候，他是住在 Jagannath Puri.
Right? He was born in Jagannath Puri and he died in Jagannath Puri.
然后他是出生在加格纳普瑞，并且也死在那里。
So he used to enter the temple and go stand in the back, and then he'd take off his glasses and look at Lord Jagannath.
他曾经就是会去到主加格纳特的庙里，然后会走到这个庙的后面，然后摘下他的那个眼镜，然后就这样就看着主加格纳特。
So he told his disciples, "Don't try and see the Lord."
然后他就对他的门徒说，你们不要试图去看主。
But we are here so the Lord can see us.
而我们到这来是为了让主能够看到我们。
And he also said that we should chant and serve in such a way that the Lord will want to see us. But we shouldn't have the mentality that by doing this I will see the Lord.
所以他就说到，我们并且念诵和服务的这种心态，都应该是能够去使得主想要来看见我们，使得主想要来跟我们在一起，而我们不应该是带着这样一种，我必须做这个事情，我才能看到主的这样一种心态是不可以的。
Yeah, so it's not so much important what we do, it's how we do it. What is our consciousness?
所以说我们做什么并不重要。而我们是怎么做，也就是说我们在做这个事情背后的知觉是怎样的，这才是重要的。
If your hands are in the air and you've let go and you're depending on the Lord, you have to feel peaceful.
如果你真的是双手举在空中，如果你真的是完全放下了一切，完全依赖于主，那么你是绝对会感到一种平和感的。
Yeah, and then you can do your service with determination.
那么而后你就能带着极大的坚决、极大的决心来进行你的服务。
But if you think I'm the door and you're attached to the results because the false ego wants to be great, then you'll be all stressed out.
而如果你要是认为我才是行为者，我才是作为者，我必须要得到怎样怎样的结果，那都是因为假我就想要让自己是很伟大的，假我就想要自己最终是很了不起、很伟大，得到很棒很棒的成果。那么，而此时的话，这就会使得你最终完全精疲力竭。
So Krishna, he says, we can only know him by surrender.
而 Krishna 也说过，我们只能够通过臣服才能够了解他。
Yeah, by giving up this sense of doership.
通过放弃这种sense of doership, 通过放弃这种我在做，我是作为者，我是行为者的这样一种心态，这样一种感觉，来臣服于 Krishna 的。
And then in today's purport, Prabhupada quoted a partial part of the verse from Bhagavad Gita that illustrates this point.
在今天的邀旨中，帕帕就引用了《博迦梵歌》当中诗节的一个小部分，然后来说明这一点。
He said, "Bhakti mam abhijanati."
他就说到这个诗节，大家刚才听到了 "Bhakti mam abhijanati."
Of course, the purport doesn't say where in the Bhagavad Gita this verse is.
当然这个要旨中没有说明具体在博迦梵歌的哪一个位置，这个诗节是在，对，这个诗节是在博迦梵歌当中的哪个位置。
So it's really important to understand Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, if we read Prabhupada's purports, we may not know really what he's talking about.
所以说很重要的是我们应该真正的去理解博迦梵歌，经常的去阅读博迦梵歌，否则的话要读到这些要旨的话，我们都不知道到底帕帕在说些什么。
So whenever Prabhupada quotes a verse, it's always good to look it up.
所以说任何时候当帕帕在引用一个诗节的时候，最好都是我们能够去查阅一下这个诗节的原本的出处。
So if we look up Bhakti Mam Abhijanati,we find that this verse is in the 18th chapter, verse 55.
所以说我们可以通过去查阅这个诗句的话，是来自于博迦梵歌的18章的54诗节。
And it's in the context of verse 54.
哦哦，而这个诗节这个诗句的话呢，是基于这个 54。
Yeah.
Mm. Sir, you mean this verse is 1854 and it's in the context of 1855?
No, the other way around.
Oh. Oh, oh. Back in, so, oh, oh, I see, I see. 我刚才说错了，这个是18章的55诗节，而这个18章的55诗节是基于18章的54诗节的上下文的背景来 Krishna 来说出这个话的。
See, in these two verses, Krishna is actually explaining how to transcend the modes of nature and come to understand him.
在这两个世界中 ，Krishna 就在解释到如何超越物质自然的三种属性，从而能够得以接近他。
So let's read 54 and then we'll read 55.
所以我们现在一起看54诗节，然后再来看55诗节。
Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasoshati Nakankshati.Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktiam Labhate Param. Krishna says, one who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes very joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed toward every living entity. And in that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me.
所以这个 18.54 处在这等超然境界的人立即能觉悟到至尊凡变得全然喜乐，他绝不会哀伤，也不会欲求什么，对每一生物他都是同人，在这种状态下他达到为我做纯粹奉爱服务的境界。
Yeah, so first we realize I'm pure consciousness.
所以首先我们就是会觉悟到自己是纯粹知觉的存在。
And we feel very satisfied.
然后我们对此是感到非常非常满足，非常非常满意的。
Yeah, we're just living in the present, happy to be alive.
我们就只是活在当下此刻，然后对于自己是活着的这样一个事实，就已经感到非常开心了。
Right, no longer lamenting the past or hankering for something in the future.
就再也没有去悲叹过去曾发生过什么，然后也不会去渴望在未来能够得到什么。
We realize Krishna has already given us everything.
我们就已经觉悟到 Krishna 已经给予了我们所需要的一切。
And we see everyone equally. We see, oh, everyone's part of Krishna.
并且我们能够平等地看到所有的生命，我们能看到每一个生命都是 Krishna 的一部分。
Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. Krishna says, in that consciousness one begins devotional service.
然后在这个诗节的最后这个诗句当中 Krishna 就说到属于这样的知觉状态下人就开始为我做纯粹奉爱服务的境界了。
So in this context, now Krishna speaks verse 55.
然后基于这个诗节的上下文背景现在 Krishna 开始来讲第55诗节了。
Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavan yas chasmi tatvataha Tato mam tatpato gyanfa vishite tad anantaram. One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God.
诗节五十五只有通过奉爱服务人才能理解我作为至尊人格守神的本来面目如此虔诚奉献全然觉知我就能进入神的国度。
Yeah, so we begin devotional service, pure devotional service by serving without any expectation and without speculation.
因此我们是通过完全不带任何期望完全不做任何推测推断来开始纯粹的奉爱服务的。
Right, we serve the Lord out of love and gratitude.
我们是基于爱和感恩之情来服务主的。
That's how we should chant Hare Krishna.
而这就是我们应该念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀的态度方式。
Not expecting the Lord to reveal himself.
那当我们念诵的时候就并不是在期望着主能够向我们揭示他自己。
Actually, we chant with gratitude.
而实际上我们是带着感恩之情来念诵的。
Lord, you've given me my life.
主啊，你都已经把生命给了我。
It's so wonderful.
这真的太棒，太美好了。
And you're present before me in the sound of your name.
而你是在你的名字的这个音阵之中跟我一起临在着的。
Thank you so much.
真的太谢谢你了。
That's all.
仅此而已。
And in great humility we chant, in humility and gratitude.
我们就以这样一种极大的谦卑和感恩的心情来念诵。
And then we become conscious of the Lord.
而后我们就能够变得去觉知到主的临在。
As the source of our life.
能够去觉知到主是作为我们生命的源头的临在。
As the source of everything.
以及作为万事万物的源头的临在。
Yeah, we become fully conscious of the Lord.
我们变得全然的觉知到主。
And so when one has that kind of devotion, then the Lord reveals his, you know, his form and the kingdom of God.
嗯，而当一个人有了这样的奉献之情的时候，主就会向这样的人揭示他自己的形体以及他的国度。
So, Yamaraj, he's actually teaching his employees. This secret attitude, the attitude one actually has to have if we have any chance of understanding the Lord at all.
To have any chance to understand the Lord. Oh, if we have any chance to understand the Lord at all. Oh, I see, I understand. 所以说在今天这个时节中，阎罗王他就是在教导他的下属，教导他的雇员，就是这样一种很秘密的这样一种心态，那就是说如果我们到底有没有这种可能性能够去能够去了解主，了解至尊神，那这个秘密的态度就是刚才所有讲到的一切。
Actually this creation, even the soul itself and the Supreme Lord is all inconceivable and mysterious.
实际上所有的造物，包括个体灵魂本身以及至尊主，这所有的一切都是令人难以想象的，令人难以去明白的，非常神秘的。
Yamaraj admits, you know, I'm quite great, you know, in the material estimation.
I'm quite great in the material estimation, right?
Yes, I'm a, you know, I'm a big demigod.
阎罗王就在这里就承认到，我是这样一个了不起的一个半圣人，在这种物质的评估当中，物质的评价当中，我真的是太伟大了。
And I'm situated in the mode of goodness.
而我确实是稳处于这种善良属性之中的。
But I cannot understand God or his activities.
然而即便如此，我都无法去理解至尊主，理解他的活动。
I don't even try to understand. I'm not speculating. I've given that up.
而我都不是试图要去理解主，我都没有试图要去通过推测和猜测来了解至尊主，我完全放弃了这样的一种做法。
Yeah, so Brahma also says, give up trying to speculate. Don't try and figure God out, but surrender to God. And then maybe you'll understand something. If he chooses.
而今天提到的主 Brahma 的那个世界当中，他也说到放弃这种想要去通过猜测推测这种智商上的活动来理解主的这样一种倾向，而放弃这种你试图要去弄明白，试图要去搞明白到底至尊神是什么一回事的这样一种倾向，而你只是去臣服于主，那么有可能最终主就会向你揭示他自己，如果你选择这样去做的话。
So this is the important lesson that Yamaraj is now giving to the Yamadutas.
而这就是在今天的师节中阎罗王向他的使者 Yamaduta 们所讲到的一个重要的一个课题，重要的一个教训。
And he's saying that I'm not the supreme authority.
他就说到我不是至尊的权威。
Yeah, the Supreme Godhead is beyond my ability to understand.
至尊的人格守神是超乎于我的能力，是能够被我理解的。
So he's telling the Yamadutas, don't try and figure the Lord out. better just surrender to the fact that he is great and you're not.
嗯，OK， 所以他就对亚麻都特们说：“你们不要试图去弄明白至尊主、至尊神是怎么一回事儿，而你们仅仅只需要臣服于这样一个事实。什么事实呢？啊，至尊主是至高无上的，是至尊的，而你并不是。”
Yeah, so he's telling the Yamadutas, "I'm not the supreme," but he's also subtly telling them that if you want to understand the supreme.This is the attitude you have to have. You have to have this surrendered attitude.
嗯 ，surrender， 嗯，所以说，阎罗王在这里，他还很微妙的向亚麻都他们说到，如果，sorry, Gumaj, was subtly mentioned what I sorry I forgot that part.、
嗯、He's saying that you have to have、the right attitude.
Oh.Mm, okay, the surrender to the Lord.
Yeah, you have to be surrendered.
Mm, okay, 然后并且阎罗王他也是在这里微妙的向亚麻都他们提示到，就你们必须要有正确的心态、正确的态度，能够去臣服于至尊主，那么你就有可能能够理解至尊主。
Yeah, so we have to surrender to the fact that the Lord is beyond our ability to understand, but...if he reveals himself, then we can understand something.
嗯，我因此我们就必须要臣服于这样一个事实，那就是至尊主是超越了我们的能力，能够被我们所理解的。而只有当我们能够去臣服于至尊主的时候，那么至尊主就有可能会向我们揭示他本人。
So then, further on in the story, I don't want to go ahead, but Yamaraj is going to explain that if you want to know something about the Lord, then you have to hear from the authorities who know something.
嗯，哦、who know something. 嗯，然后在这个故事进展到后面的部分的话呢，我在这里就不详加叙述了。那就是阎罗王继续阐释到，如果你们还想了解关于至尊主的一些信息的话，那你们就必须要通过一些权威人物那里去聆听，去了解。
Okay, so I guess we'll wrap it up here.
我想我们今天的这个正课就讲到这儿了。
And, all right, so, thank you so much, Narayani and Samuki for today. And, then next week will be normal time.
OK, 谢谢索莫皮马达吉然后下个星期我们还是正常时间讲课。
Yeah, so I thank you all for listening today. If you have any questions, send them in and we'll answer them next week.
感谢大家今天的聆听。如果你们有问题的话呢请发上来我们下个星期上课的时候就一起来回答。
All glories to Prabhupada, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Gumaraj. 所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于圣典博迦瓦坛。
Haribo.
Haribo.